You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Back in Los Estados Unidos.
After we left the stand, we went to Mexico, and then we came right back to the stand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's actually, you know what? I didn't even realize that. We literally ran out of here. We had our luggage with us. We ran out of here. We went straight to Mexico, the airport, obviously.
Yeah.
By the way, Newark Airport. I used to be proud of that place.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, what are we doing?
What's wrong with it?
Not great. It's not a great airport.
What is a great airport?
You know, people hate LaGuardia. I used to love it. Did it look like you were walking through factories to get to an airplane? Absolutely. Was it low ceilings and major claustrophobic? 100%. Was there nowhere near enough space to check in or anything? Yes. But you know what it did? It worked.
Sure.
It worked.
I'm pretty sure there's still asbestos in LaGuardia.
Oh, yeah. No, LaGuardia. No, there's a new LaGuardia. They spent $6 billion on a new airport.
Right, right.
Where wasn't it like $60 billion? It was like a crazy number.
Airports.
It feels like $6 billion.
I mean, the prices nowadays on airports.
Right?
Am I right? Back in my day.
Would you make it out of gas?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to...
Paolo Nelson says, yeah!
Welcome to the Cooligans here, right here on YouTube Live. Look, this is going to be a long day.
This day's going to slap you in the face.
There is so much to discuss. The internet has been a nightmare.
Oh.
The last, I don't know, about 18 hours.
You know, when Al Gore invented the internet, he said, what a cool place for people to share their thoughts. And then we realized people's thoughts are the worst part about people.
Oh, no. Oh. What's in their head? No.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see all this.
Back in the day, we didn't know. Now there's a place for them to deposit that information, and we now have to have it in our brain, you know.
Sate Tali said, who took the bigger smack to the face, Chris Rock or Italy? Great questions,
bro. Actually, who took it better? I'll tell you this much, this wasn't the second year in a row Chris Rock got smacked in the face.
I don't know, bro. Hey, look, if that's, sometimes it looked like that was a kink the way he took that.
Yeah, I know, right? It was like, hey bro,
hey, that wasn't hard enough,
bro. Not in front of the cameras, my G.
Anyway, look, there's going to be a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
There's going to be...
Imagine that he gets smacked and he yells at Oklahoma. I mean, I definitely didn't just yell my safe word.
Paolo Nelson saying, I want to hear the party bus story. Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, this, we, okay. Yeah, look, we approach...
Should we do that tomorrow? We're going to do that tomorrow because tomorrow's...
But this is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about that tomorrow we won't have enough time to go through everything. There's too much to go through. There's the Chris Rock and Will Smith stuff. There's Italy.
Well, no.
Our Mexico trip. Us not getting into the stadium. U.S. Beating Panama. Canada qualifying for the World Cup.
Those are two very quick things. We didn't qualify yet. We beat Panama.
Uh-huh.
Canada qualified. Alfonso Davies is excited. I just did it. And now,
really?
Let's get to the real meat of the story, which is why I gained about 18 pounds until I went to the bathroom of just pure taco meat.
Yeah, the food was very good.
It's so inexpensive.
In Mexico, yeah. It's illegal. It should be illegal that it's so affordable.
It was so inexpensive, Christian felt okay about ordering more. I should tell you.
The main thing you notice, you've had, at least for me, I notice I've had too much unhealthy food when I wake up in the morning. And my face is swollen from all the salt I've had.
Bro,
like literally, you're just like, what is
going on? I FaceTimed my wife and she was like, what the hell happened? Did Will Smith smack you while you were asleep?
That's how intense it was.
Chris and Pizza says, did I miss Alexa slapping somebody for putting ranch on their pizza? Bro, you know how I do, bro. And I go right back and sit back in my seat, bro.
Okay, so look, everybody, hello, everybody. We're the Cooligans. My name is Christian. That is Alexis. If anybody is new here, yes, we are stand-up comedians. So obviously what happened yesterday at the Oscars has changed our lives dramatically.
Right, right, right. It's almost as if we were the ones. Our art form was smacked in the face.
Look, we've said this time and time again, stand-up comedy is the least respected art form. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, by a lot.
No, but everybody, even if you come to a show, everybody in the audience, we're at the stand right now. If you come to a show at the stand and you watch a comedian, pretty much I would say like about 75% of the people, usually the men, yeah, are like, I could do that.
Oh, that's the problem. It's the ego.
The ego, yeah.
Because you're on a date, right?
Right, right, right.
And we've said this before, but like no one gets up at a Broadway show and is like, next, next actor.
Boo. Nah, not a fan. Or, you know, or try to include. Look, I'm going to make throw in some lines to make the play a little better.
Make it better. Oh, shit, he got a knife. You know what I mean? I mean, look at me.
Okay.
I'm adding suspense to the thing you wrote and are performing.
Okay, Lion King. I'm just helping out. Right.
Oh, shit, don't go in that room, Mufasa. Okay? Look at me.
All right. Why are you mad at me for?
Yo, officer? Where's the Book of Mormon? Right? I'm now at it.
So that's a common.
Hamilton got bars, bro. Oh, shit. You were going to take that? You said that shit about your mama.
This is one of my favorite rap battles.
Yo, this verse is slow moving, but it's pretty hot.
Okay, if you're loving the joke so far, hit the like button.
Yeah, come on. YouTube, where else are you getting this from?
So look, we're going to talk about football, college soccer. We're going to talk about it in a moment, but we have to sort out or unpack, you know, this is the Cooligans think piece.
We have to de-slap.
All right. So when there's a lot of people in the soccer space, but there's not many comedians in the soccer space.
So within the soccer space, we are the ones that can speak from Chris Rock's perspective. And let me be the first to say it. Ouch.
Ooh. Had a rough gig, huh?
That's the sound right there, isn't it? When you walk back in the green room,
you're like, ah, how's the crowd out there? Yo, they're slapping people.
Going across slaps? Yeah, but like in a very different way, though. In a way that I don't think you're going to be too excited about.
So, look, our experience with this and our take on this is probably a little bit more unique within the soccer space. So,
where do you also say we come from slapping societies? So, right?
Sure, a very distinguished group. our culture is quite unique. That's all.
Look, let's be honest. You know, not only are Latin moms stereotypically a little slap happy, but imagine, you know, relationship and sexually frustrated Latin moms. It slaps a plenty, you know?
So obviously everyone saw it. Will Smith, after Chris Rock told a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith went up and slapped Chris Rock.
But the last we saw of Will was him laughing.
Yes, he laughed, so, then looked at Jada.
Jada was not enjoying it.
Jada didn't laugh at the joke.
Did not enjoy the joke.
Uh-huh.
Which, if I could be honest, as if I were the one who have written this joke, and by written I mean just said without writing it, I would have thought not a reason to be upset. Even if you are going through, I believe she's suffering from alopecia.
Right. There's worse jokes.
But like G.I. Jane was a very pro woman movie, you know what I mean? It was about her kind of getting empowering herself and taking control of a male dominated industry. So it seemed to me like a harmless joke.
Yeah, I guess that's subjective, right? For some people, it
didn't need
harmless.
To be said.
No. Is the context? I'm sure Chris Rock did not know the level of context that didn't know that how serious of a joke that might have been. How much he may have at home? Maybe Jada Pinkett Smith is actually struggling and really suffering from the pain of this
100%
condition, and I'm sure it's affected Will in a certain way and the whole family.
It may have been, let's just say he was a little slap happy from hearing it. Like maybe a little trigger happy from hearing it.
The main thing is, look, overall with all of...
Hello, Nelson said Jada wasn't enjoying many things. Jesus Christ.
But this is part of the context, right? Because they do a very live public show. They went on Red Table Talk talking about their intimate lives.
We didn't like see stolen text messages.
Right.
No, she out here saying, I'm banging other dudes. there's a very...
Entanglement.
Yeah. It's a very public... very public persona when it comes to a lot of things. So you would imagine, as a comedian, if this is out in the open, then this is... Okay, but we're done with the jokes, bro.
Maybe if there was a joke about their relationship, maybe that wouldn't have upset Will Smith as much.
Or maybe if the joke was about Will.
100%. Right. But that's a common thing, right? Where it's like, you make fun of me, but don't make fun of my wife or my family.
Yeah.
Which is very common.
Michael Raymond, but I, slap. And look, there's been times where I've done roasts before, you know, like Roastmasters or the roast battles here in New York. And every time I've said to the comedian, hey, my wife is off limits. She's not a comic. You can make fun of me all day. You can make fun of my relationship all day. You make fun of my wife. This isn't a roast anymore. You know what I mean? And I'm not one of these dudes that's like, oh, I'm going to go fight people, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you now that she can't defend herself. Even if the joke is about her directly, she can't defend herself. She's not a comedian. She's not a part of the roast. And by the way, most comics will sit here and say, look, here's what's off limits. There's comics that have been like battling cancer and be like, hey, could you not?
Sure.
Unless I make fun of it myself, could you not? And you have to be like, of course, I would never touch that.
Paulo Nelson, just the pursuit of slappiness.
Slap boys for life. We are going.
So, but look, there's clearly. So let's speak as comics, right? And then we'll
this
speak
is
as
comedian hats
as men or men with partners or whatever. But as comedians, when I saw that happen, I was like, that Will Smith should not have slapped Chris Rock. That's it. That's my feel as a comic. I'm like, he should be allowed to make that joke. Even if, like, I'm
even
not saying
if it's crude, right, yeah. Suffer the repercussions of it.
The internet would have been like, yo. Chris Rock shouldn't have made that joke. You know, maybe he didn't know or didn't know that she's going through alopecia, and the internet would have absolutely dogged Chris Rock for that.
Right.
There would have been consequences.
He would have gotten his just due for making a tasteless joke about somebody who's suffering.
And Will Smith could have gone backstage and said, like, yo, I didn't appreciate that joke. Even let's say he slapped him backstage or whatever.
Still better.
Not
great. Not good.
Not good.
Still better.
Shouldn't have done it. But so this is me as a comic. That's how I interpret it. That's probably what should have happened. Because again, you can't set some sort of precedent where it already happens.
Stephen Branson getting slappy with it. No. I agree with you. You set a bad precedent by saying if you hear a joke that you don't like, especially now that every comedian is trying to get crowd work videos for their reels, bro, you're about to get slap videos for your reels, bro. You're about to be reeling from these slap videos.
Join them slap competitions.
Damn.
You're real.
You're gonna have to wear a face mask with little needles, like little shit sticking out of it when you make your jokes, while slapped. We're not even trying.
I'm about to
the
say-
legend of Slapper Vans. We're not even trying. We're not even trying, and I love you for it. Slap Fresh in Bel Air. The Slap Prince of Bel Air. We are not even trying.
I'm about to start doing stand up in a helmet, dude. And I've spoken about this.
How'd you get CTE? You play sports? Nah, bro. Now, comedian. Post Will Smith.
I told the airline joke, bro.
I don't know if it was a flight attendant in the audience, fam. I had no clue. Came out of nowhere.
My
whole face had Biscoff all over it.
Coincidentally, what was it, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I had mentioned being slapped.
Welcome to my Aomi.
Wow. Thank you, Joe Willock, for your contribution. I mentioned this about like 2 weeks ago in my probably like my second year of comedy. I told a joke that a girl did not like, and then after the show,
which was not about her or
not
offensive
about her,
in any way, shape, or form,
or anything, literally just a joke, and she came up to me after the show. We were like, it wasn't even at, it was at Bar Matchless, uh-huh, when Michael Che hosted it.
It was like a half bar, and then there was like an old garage that had been turned into a stage space.
But we left to go to another bar. It was like 15 people. We all go to this other bar, and I had never said a word to this girl. She's like from Norway, and she's like one of these people that are like physically playful. She was like talking to me, and then like, but being kind of just had her hands on me and touching me.
She's a little punchy.
And then at one point, I'm talking to her friend, who was also from Norway, very polite. I'm talking to her like the way I'm facing you, and then she's standing here. She asks me, she says, oh, I didn't like that joke you told. And I thought she was just like joking around, teasing how she was being playful the entire night. And then I'm like, haha, okay. And then I continued because I was in the middle of a conversation with the other Norwegian girl. And as I'm facing this way, she slaps me in my face. And it's like...
Like slapped you across the lips, the cheek?
Cheek.
Hard?
Hard. Hard. Like, and I was...
Oh, just, was she drunk?
I assume so. I don't know. But there's clearly no reason, no excuse to do something like that. Especially, you know, I saw what Will Smith did, and it was so much more personal, even though the joke is probably not that big a deal in the grand scheme of things. You know, because what's going to happen is what's happening now is if Will Smith did not make that choice, I would argue that he's made his wife's life a little bit more challenging now.
Oh, no, this is very clearly toxic masculinity.
Yeah. He's made her life a little bit more challenging now by doing that. Yes. Did what Chris Rock say was insensitive joke? No, nobody's arguing that it's not.
Here's the other thing too. Like his Jada Pinkett Smith is a celebrity herself.
Yes.
So if this was a woman we as the public did not know, or did not know outside of the relationship of being married to a celebrity, mm-hmm. if it was someone not in the public eye, I immediately would have been like, why would you even do that? Why would you make a joke about a woman that's not in, or a man, a partner that's not in the spotlight?
Right.
But because it was a celebrity, I was like, well, Jada and Chris know each other, so maybe that's okay. You know, in my head, I'm like, whatever, maybe that's okay. When you saw the Jada Smith's face, you're like, ugh.
Right.
You're like, all right, she didn't like this joke.
Yeah, and it seemed like there was...
But there is... Keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth is also like a... Why don't you let her handle this, bro? Support your lady while she handles this, but you ain't got to be all that.
Look, and everybody's making the point about how, you know, this is what Will Smith is reacting to, but he doesn't react to the whatever infidelity or stepping outside their marriage.
But that's also an agreement they have in their relationship.
Right, right, right.
You can't be like, oh, he could take someone else putting his dick in the. they've agreed to that.
It's messy overall. It's messy. So it's just,
but it's also their agreement. Like, it's their relationship. I'm not here to tell you whether... Look, it's not something I would agree to, but I'm not here to tell you whether it's okay for him to agree to it or not. Why? We can make jokes about it all day. And I, you know, as long as the jokes are like, you know, whatever. As long as they're like fun, who cares? But to sit here and equate the two, I don't think matters. At the end of the day, you don't get up and slap somebody. Now, if I was in this situation and wifey was getting made fun of... I hate to tell you what I might do.
But this is...
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here being like, yo, baby girl, you can handle this. But I could also handle this, you know?
And this is what I want, at least people who are... You, there's no point in picking sides.
Slap Dependence Day. I mean, you're not even trying.
There's really no point in picking sides in this matter. You can say what's right. You can say what you think is right. You can say what you think is wrong. Everybody is kind of right in some sort of way, right? Because if your wife is disrespected enough,
your partner.
Oh, your partner.
Bro, if somebody's making fun of me and wifey comes up and dabs, I'm going to be like, yo, that's my baby girl right there, bro. I told you to watch out.
And everybody understands that.
You know she had a left hook. You didn't know that.
That's the point. The part that's annoying to me is people, even people coming at us. So like
you know what's great about this is everyone thought it was my tweet.
What? Nah, it's too clever.
Yeah. It was well done. There was no grammatical errors. I've told you already. But you text me, should I put this up? And I had been drinking. So I was like, dude, do it.
we had tweeted, because Ashton Harris went and she
clapped back.
Clapped back at the Washington.
Clap, not slap back. Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay. Her own hand.
You know what I mean? She kept it to herself.
She was... kind of going back at the Washington Spirit after they had tweeted a video of Ashley Sanchez. I mean, and cutting up Ali Krieger. That's her wife. She made the point, like, yo, it's
bro. If it was on ESPN, you would hear her whoop. You know what I mean?
She made the
broke her ankles.
She made
happens, bro. You're a defender.
It's gonna happen from time to time. Right? You're not gonna get, you know, simply 100% record where you're never
nah.
You never get cooked.
We all get posterized. You know what I mean?
Right,
it happens.
Right. So the
lady in front of me gets the last Sicilian corner slice. I'm like, damn. So, today's my day.
Made the joke like, you know, Ashton Harris and Will Smith, and then the handshake emoji, and then saying standing up for your wife, right? Which is, they were both doing that in their own way.
Look, all three are facts. We agree with it, we're not saying to the same degree, internet.
Right?
They all both were stepping up and defending their wives.
The thing that's annoying is that people are equating what Ashlyn Harris did, or even what I'm even like suggesting in the tweet, that they are equating with what Ashlyn Harris did to what Will Smith did, which is not that. There's nothing in the tweet that says that. They're literally just standing.
Oh, you didn't see? I tweeted after that, and I completely agree with both, and I think they're the same. Oh wait, I didn't. That's right, I didn't.
No, nobody did. So that's the main problem. You can understand.
I am slap. I mean,
thank you, Delboy.
I think Pursuit of Slappiness is probably my favorite so far.
So you can understand that slapping someone for insulting your partner is probably egregious and probably doesn't need to be done. And you can also understand that, like, that defending your partner in some way is a thing everyone understands. Everybody gets it. I mean, look, the problem here is that the main problem here is that it happened at the Oscars. It happened at such a massively public event, and it made everyone think. Everybody's like, if I was in that, you're not Will Smith.
Yeah.
If I was in that situation, you're not any of these things. Stop trying to put yourself in that situation. You're not a comic. You're not any. Just understand the things that are relatable, which is
that you're in a relationship. Somebody disrespects your girl,
and you know you're gonna do something.
Right.
Nobody's saying
whether you yell back.
Right.
Something.
This is why, as a comic, I can be like, "Yo, Will Smith shouldn't do that."
Right.
But as a man, I'm like, I understand why Will Smith did it.
Right. There was a time where my lady was getting roasted a little too hard by some of her family members, and I straight up, like, she went into the kitchen to get something, and I went in after her, and I was like, "Hey, this ain't my place, but let me tell you what's going through my head, right? Let me tell you what I would want to do on the way out of said kitchen, you feel me?" And she was like, "No, you don't need to do all that." And then it kind of continued, and I was like, "Well, look, if we're going to do roasting, guess which one here is most prepared for said roasting?
I'm quite equipped for this."
So I started letting people know, hey, I'm pretty good at this, you know, so watch what I can do. And I just started lightly roasting, and emotions shifted in the room. And wifey looked at me like, "Yo, chill." And I stopped. I'm like, this ain't my place. But I'm also letting you know, I got them hands just like Will, bro. You know what I mean? I may not use it that way, but go ahead. Keep making your jokes. Wifey doesn't look like she's enjoying herself. She asked me not to do anything, so I'm not. But hey, like, I could also, we could joke around if we want to joke around. You know, like, those are those moments where you find yourself in those situations where, like, what do you do? And then, look, I get that it 100% is toxic masculinity, but there is also something primal about wanting to defend. And by the way, wifey would be like, "Yo, if somebody says some shit," like, I remember there was a woman flirting with me in college when we were together, when we first started dating. And this woman was clearly flirting with me, and I was trying my hardest to be like, "No, thank you," you know, blah, blah, blah. And on the way down the stairs from the classroom, all three of us were in the class. This woman very clearly chose to, like, hurry up so she could stand next to me on the way down the stairs, like in a two. And wifey's behind me. And my wife just said very loudly, "Hey, yo, keep moving." Like, if I'm not paraphrasing, dead ass, say, "Hey, yo, keep moving." And she's like, "I see you with all that makeup on." Like, she went like,
yeah.
I could, like, Jada Pinkett's character. Like, I see through all the Maybelline, like, that exact thing. Wifey did. And let me tell you something. I was like, dang, this shit hot. And maybe we're broken individuals, okay? But I thoroughly enjoyed said interaction.
The Joe Willock said, "Respect to comedy, but I know someone with alopecia and I would have slapped Chris too."
Chanchada Millonaria said, "Hey, yo, Alexis, where does your foreman think you are?" If you can't see me, I'm wearing a brown Carhartt sweater and a Scully. What do you call these?
I don't.
Wool cap?
Scully is. I associate Scully with not the one that has, like, the space at the top. So, like. Like a skull, like, it covers your skull. Like, you have space up.
Oh, here. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Like, the ones that are just completely, like, on your,
like a,
on
like
your
a do-rag kind of thing.
Yeah. But, you know, like a winter cap.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
What do you guys call this? Did you ever hear the term gubellini?
I have heard that, but I did not call that.
Mad people call it that. You know, in, like, Europe, that's, like, a term for it.
Okay.
There's also another one. There's a Canadian term for it. It's like a tronca or something like that.
Oh, David Morales just said, one of the downfalls of this new face for Cooligans is the lack of D cameos.
Yeah, that is. Because she would come in here and be like, she's like, I'll slap whoever's talking about
that me. That is what I said. Yeah, yes, he is right.
She's like, and you know what? She stopped flirting, so what's the problem? Mad people were mad that we didn't make a Fuakata meme for it. It just seemed right.
This is the thing with Twitter and just jokes on the internet now. For every person that was mad at us for any joke that we made, there were 50 other people that were like, yo, this is hilarious. And this is the state of the internet nowadays.
B26768 said, Alexis, dude, you look like a garden gnome. What kind of weird Action Bronson ass garden gnomes you got?
Beanie. Jay Hicks.
A slap beanie, said Mark and Michael Raymond. Oh, that's right. In Canadian, it's called a tuck.
Oh, I never heard that one before.
Yeah. Someone's like, yo, you want to tuck? I'm like, I'll take one. Why they ain't looking?
So, look, I don't know if anything that we have said has made the whole situation any better.
No.
But the main thing is...
We took 25 minutes out of our show to tell you.
It is complicated.
Yeah.
And again, we're in a comedy club right now doing a show about soccer.
Yeah.
And this is...
Football. This is Monday.
Football, right. And this is how it is, man. I mean, it is as a comic, I would never say I can say whatever I want and there should be no consequences for me.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. It's like
I do think you have the right to say whatever you want, but that comes with consequences.
100%.
If you're a white guy, you can stand up and yell the N-word. You can.
Yeah.
But expect that will be met with a harsher, let's just say there might be a lot of Will Smiths in the audience as far as reactions are concerned.
Right.
And that's the point. It's like, yeah, you do have the right to say some shit, but I don't want to be the kind of person that says that shit, so I'm not going to say that shit.
Right.
On a just an offensive level. That's not the type of comic I am. That's not the things I find funny.
And Will Smith he's not going to go to jail. That's not the consequence he's going to face.
He could.
But he probably won't. Chris Rock probably will not press charges. But
also, if you're, and look, I said this to a couple of people. We haven't talked about this. What do you think the first thing that went through Chris Rock's mind when he got slapped was as a comedian?
As a comic, it's probably something, you know, like, yo, this is, the internet is going to be crazy. Or right. this is wild. I can't believe this happened.
But like, also, the dude's got jokes already.
100%. This is
half of the special about this is already written.
This is,
I guarantee it.
From a professional perspective, this is probably one of the greatest things that could have ever happened to Chris Rock.
You may not realize this, but Chris Rock just got a $20 million check from Netflix. He doesn't have it yet, and Netflix might not know, but I guarantee you a special is coming. Theaters are being talked to right now about being rented. This is his next.
Even his first response, like the special is going to be, Will Smith slapped the shit out of me. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like
it is,
you lean into that because as a comic, what else are you going to do? You can't.
Also, he needs to not react on the internet. He needs to say nothing until the special is ready.
Yeah, that's it. Just like the tell-all book.
Uh-huh.
Wait till my book drops.
Bro, join the Patreon. That's what he's saying. He said that to Netflix. He's like, oh, you want the exclusive? Join the Patreon.
So, but the consequences for Will Smith and his family, there's going to be some. Right? There's going to be out professionally.
Yeah, and there should be because you just can't walk up to people and slap them. There's got to be consequences.
And also, everybody kind of has understood this. And because Will Smith is like this blockbuster, you know, every movie he makes.
We also know his head writer, and that guy, unfortunately.
I know, right? Oh, I just forgot.
Yeah, bro, that dude yesterday was stressing, bro. Oh, my God.
We have so many friends that work with Will Smith. It's crazy.
That stupid special's coming out, the Joker that your friend's on, my friends are on.
I hope
now, that probably won't get, is it out already?
I think it is out, or it's just about to be out. There's no way it's not going to come out.
It might not come out.
They might delay it.
They might delay it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Him? Will Smith being a comedian, bro? After he just slapped a comedian?
Everybody's going to watch this, dude. So the main thing is
Michael Raymond said that special's going to slap.
The main thing is Will Smith will suffer consequences, and I think they'll be...
He'll also make money off this. He'll figure out a way.
Because
we know his head writer.
He doesn't need...
They will figure out a way.
He doesn't need a penny more in his life. He's fine for the rest of his life and the rest of his great-grandchildren's lives. We all know that. But the image that Will Smith has cultivated, which is he has become the, like... you know, and he's sort of admitted to this about being like the black guy white people feel cool, like good around, right? They like the image,
the quote unquote safe black guy.
Right.
And it's like a common trope
and
in the industry.
With that slap, that is that's gone. He is.
You know, he went from Will Smith to Ike Turner, bro.
That is gone. And if that's, you know, he did what he felt that he needed to do.
It really
do.
Depends on his reaction. What does he do now?
You know, he won the Oscar right after, bro. This is like a movie, bro.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well, I wonder who's going to. Will Smith's going to play Will Smith.
So.
And ain't nobody going to play Will Smith, bro. Not no more.
Again, you know, it's a nuanced and difficult thing to wrap your head around. But, you know, this is how I feel. Like the takes that I see that are terrible online, the takes that I see that are good, the ones that I see that are nuanced, I'm like, give me all of it. Because there's some truth and there's some reason in everything. Whether you think...
If you thought our tweet was badly thought out, what's the word I'm looking for here, without really throwing ourselves under a bus? if you didn't like that tweet joke and you said, well, yo, the blah, 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 what Ashlyn did wasn't exactly that, she didn't assault anyone, you're right.
Yeah.
If you loved the tweet, you're also right. Because you realized we're not saying it's okay. We're simply stating a fact.
Right.
Both defended their wives. Whether you don't like the term defended, which I think is probably the part where people have the most issue with.
Right. I said standing up for.
Yeah, standing up for it. Yeah, sure.
Which they were both literally doing that.
Whether you thought it was toxic or not.
Yeah.
But thank you, Carlo Blanco said, yo, you guys are perfectly the literally perfect people to listen to about this. Thank you very much. Whatchamacallit? I think at the end of the day, yo, and people are saying like Chris Rock took a slap. Bro, he's from Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't the first time he's been slapped. This might be the first time he's been slapped for a reason. In Brooklyn, you might just get dabbed for no reason.
He got slapped, but he was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
I earned that one, you know?
Because right when Will Smith was like, keeps your my wife's name out your mouth, he was like, I will.
No, but he goes, dude, it was a G.I. Jane joke. Which as a comic, you're like, I get you may slap me for something I've said. Everyone's like Ricky Gervais scared. Ricky Gervais ain't got that jaw.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, everybody like that comparison. Look,
Helen Mirren going to come up there and start working a body on him.
There's, look... You know, like we said, like it's a complicated issue. And, you know, according to a lot of the, stories is that Chris Rock has made jokes in the past. And maybe his time came where he was like, Will Smith was like, just like absolutely done with it. Again, I cannot believe he chose to do that at the Oscars. I mean, it's insane. And his life, like I said before, his life, his family's lives, his wife's life, he's made it a little bit more challenging. Can they get through it? Probably. I'm not saying they can't.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
But
they took pictures afterwards. They're fine. And look, you know, as much as, you know, you may love them or not, whatever, that family will find a way to make it into content. That's kind of, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's kind of where they are in their lives, where anything that happens in their personal lives, they've kind of turned the Kardashians type of show into a personal brand type of thing for them, where it's not on a network, but everything they do has a vehicle for that to come out and have, you know, their opinion said. So at the end of the day, look,
at least we didn't get,
we still haven't even talked about Italy. It's been half an hour.
At least we don't have to deal with the tweets of like, man, the Oscars are boring. They never blah blah blah.
Not anymore.
You got what you want.
All right. So yo, prop bets. Who getting dapped next year, bro?
Okay, let's move on to the sport that we love. I just want to go to the wide cam.
I think it was Alexis who said, "I'm not okay. This is my tweet, and I stand by it." I said, "Hey, I'm not okay with slapping people, but I am okay with people getting slapped."
Say that to that camera.
I am not okay with slapping people, but I am okay with people getting slapped. You feel me?
Again, shouts to the stand for letting us use the space today. Always a lot of love. Great comedy club. Again, there's no better place to talk about exactly what happened yesterday than right here at the stand. If you ever...
Speaking of the stand, by the way, I want to bring up what Jess Howen said. She said, "I've always struggled with everything being on the table in comedy. I feel like there has to be a line, but that's me. I'm not a comedian. Can y'all weigh in on that at all?" Here's the thing. Every person, there's a lid for every pot. Every person has to decide when they become a comedian or as they're on stage, what is that line? There's times you'll hear a comedian be like, well, I'm not going to say that. Our brains don't work the same as everybody else. And I think this is why there's such an issue with people saying, like, how can you be okay saying that? Because so many things in our brain, our only goal when we're on stage is to make the people in front of us laugh. That is it. That is our job. That is what we signed up for. That is what we've cultured our brain to do automatically for 15 years. Have you ever met somebody who was like really good at comebacks? Or have you ever met somebody who's like really good at witty things and they're really quick? They've trained their brain to be that way. So we don't have control of that anymore. There is a filter that it's in every comic. We're like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, brain, where did you get that from? And sometimes your brain will think of something to say that even you are uncomfortable with, and you have to learn to not say it. Now, there's other comics who don't have those personal boundaries and will just say whatever, because whatever, it's funny. I don't care if it's offensive. And then there's people that shouldn't even be comedians that are just up there saying offensive shit. And typically that's usually dealt with within the community, not as often anymore because everyone has their own audiences, but it used to be something we could police ourselves. But any comic who says something and like, I can't believe they got offended, that's part of the job. The part of the job is that people are going to react negatively to something you say that hurts their feelings or hurts them as a person. Then there's other people who are saying anything that's ever mentioned about that thing, whether it's even positive, or if you take the beginning of a joke out of context and say, well, yes, sometimes we want you to think we're going to go a certain way so we could bring you back the other way. There's irony involved. There's a whole bunch of other things. You know, at the end of the day, like, I can't stop you from saying there should be a line. I personally don't think there should be a line, but there's a lot of lines that I will not cross. I just don't think there should be lines there. I have my own lines. I, for example, I will never make a joke about rape. It's just not a thing I think really needs to be joked about or laughed at. If someone else does, that's on them. I can't stop them from doing it. I will never say, you can't do that. I'll say, I will never do that, because I want you as my fan to say, this is another reason why I like Alexis, because he doesn't go that way. And I just don't. Even if you hate, even if you thought like, yo, Alexis, it'd be funny if you made that rape joke, I just never will. It's just not me. It's not me. But that's, everyone has to come up with their own personal lines. Here's the thing. It's like, oh, can you tell a playwright what not to write a play about?
Right, right.
Can you tell something else what not to make a movie about? No. These are all topics. It's like if a comedian went up and made a joke about slavery and they joked about topics that were uncomfortable, people get mad about that. And I'm talking about a joke that is in the right, not something horrific. It's like, okay, but there's nuance to it or something, or you have to wait to get there. But then 12 Years a Slave gets, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different, all of a sudden gets put in a different category because it's a film. It's like, sometimes you have to let the comedian get to the end of the joke before you understand, like, is this a good person or a bad person? Now, if they're being a bad person, they should be called out for it. If they're okay, or if I think the joke is in line with what I believe in and what I stand for, then I'm going to be like, all right, it took you a second to get there and made us really uncomfortable, but that's part of it.
Right. I'll add this. I mean, as far as just a statement about, I've always struggled with everything being on the table in comedy. That's a subjective experience and your experience.
Yeah.
And if that's the struggle, then totally fine. Maybe that is a thing where, oh, maybe I don't feel super comfortable going to comedy shows or whatever. My perspective, especially, you know, as a comic, I would say everything is on the table, but there is context to everything.
Bro, it's like a buffet. He's going to pick up the vegetables. I'm not. Everything is available.
I've heard incredible jokes about horrific things that made me laugh and were nuanced and didn't come from a place of hatred or negativity. So I will always support artists, comedians, musicians, writers that do that. There's things that can be tasteless, but that is the risk that you take in doing this. This is why, even though Chris Rock made that joke, was it somewhat insensitive? Sure.
Sure.
But he had the balls to make the joke. It doesn't make
also,
the joke. It wasn't even a good joke.
It wasn't even it was a terrible joke. It was a 25-year-old reference. But the intent wasn't to harm anyone.
Correct.
His joke was like, hey, I see you. You ain't got no hair. Let me make a reference about women with no hair.
And what makes it even worse is that the context around Chris Rock, who made a documentary about black women's hair. Hair. And it was a great movie that made me really think about, oh man, I didn't really know about this experience that black women have with their hair and culturally and everything. So it's like, bro, you knowing all of that, that's the best joke you could come up with?
But it was also not like, I hate you type of joke.
No.
And it wasn't like where the character G.I. Jane is a bad person or anything. But still, it was just, it almost was a throwaway dumb joke. It just struck a chord and then he got struck in the face. Also, in that movie, Dominican barbershops or Dominican hair salons are bad-mouthed in it, aren't they?
Yeah, about how Dominicans don't embrace their blackness.
Yeah. And how the barbershops or the salons are so cheap and they, yeah.
Yeah.
So you should slap Chris Rock too, bro.
So knowing all of that, it's like, it's even more reason why he shouldn't have made that joke. But again, it is what, like the ACLU, I think John Oliver did a piece on this recently or somebody, about how the ACLU used to defend the First Amendment, no matter who, whether it was
even its worst form,
it was KKK people saying
they stood up for KKK people to protest, which is sickening, but
because they protected the First Amendment. Because if you take away the rights of people to say things that you don't like, you're going to end up taking away rights of people just to say whatever they want at any time. So that's sort of how I feel about it, even though sometimes doesn't feel great. But this is why I usually, when people say like, I'm sure you've heard this, when people come up to you and they're like, oh man, you're a comedian, man. That's scary. I could never do that.
Or,
you're so brave.
You're so brave. You're so brave. Is such a dumb thing
and
to hear.
Like,
but
when Chris Rock gets slapped, I'm like, yeah, we're a little bit brave.
Yeah.
We're a little bit brave.
Are we essential workers now?
We got to deal with this. But this is what, when you get through a comedy show and a comic took you through difficult and dark subjects and you laugh through it.
Right.
There's nothing better, man.
Look, I've said this before about comedy and I'll continue to say it. This is how comedy works in my brain. If I want you to laugh really hard, I have to pull you in the opposite direction. To me, comedy, the easiest way I can explain it is like a big pendulum. If I want the pendulum to swing that far, and I shouldn't do that with my hands, if you go this far and laugh, I need to pull this far back. So I do a joke about how I went through a cancer scare. Now, if I don't start that joke off with it being about personally me, which it was, and it's a real joke, if I'm just joking about cancer, someone may say, I don't like the way this joke is going, but you have to hold on until the end. But that's me. That's me telling you, trust me, I alleviate all this stress that I'm building. All the tension that's being built in the beginning of the joke will be alleviated. There's also a joke I do about being in a relationship where it sounds like I'm a horrific husband in the beginning. And that's on purpose, because that is the amount of tension I need to build so that it becomes alleviated at the end. And I think people take that bit of nuance out. But there's also stuff where I've seen people be offended at a joke, and then I hear the joke and I'm like, I mean, you got a point. This is a terrible take, terrible joke. And all you did was just, and I hate the term punching down because I don't necessarily believe in it, because then that's sort of, and I get that it comes from a power struggle, but that's putting so much, I think the joke alleviates a lot of that power struggle. But the term of punching down, it's like, if the joke never turns, then I'm like, what did you really achieve here?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then some people don't ever want to achieve anything with their jokes. They just want to get up. They want to make people laugh. They want to go home. You know? So, I mean, I'm not the person to say there is no line, but I have personal lines.
Yeah. It's like that.
Just like, you know, I believe abortion should be legal. I 100% should be completely legal.
Abort me now.
Yeah. I mean, my mom would have tried before the age of 20, at least. But I think she tried a couple times. I think, you know, obviously there's a line where the baby, you know, suffers or whatever, like there's a time or whatever, but whatever that term, I don't know it. I have no idea. But to me, it's like, I don't think personally I would ever choose abortion personally. The person I'm with, maybe, and it's legal. I hope it's legal and I hope women get the healthcare they need, yada, yada, yada. Personally, for me, not an option. I don't think I'd ever take it. I have to be like, all right, no, I think I'm going to step up and take care of this baby, unless it's going to harm the mom or something. I'd have to step up and take care of the baby. I've been married for 15 years. I'd have to step up and be a man. Like, but you get my point.
I don't know if I'm ready.
I mean, well, life is coming at me so fast.
But even making that point, I'm like, the context of you're a man, you're not in the same exact position that a woman would be making.
That's right? What I'm saying personally. Like, if the decision was up to both of us, 50% of it is like, let's not
Right.
You know, let's not. Let's just keep it and we'll figure it out.
It's, you know, and that's a real challenge and a real issue. But the, like, I personally would say the right to bring in a life into the world is more on. So instead of it being 50-50, even though I am half of that child,
I get your point.
I would say more is on the woman.
We agree. Saying is, personally for me, I don't think I would never vote. Whatever percentage that takes, my vote would never be to have the abortion, because I'm just like, whatever, let's be adults about it and take care of it. But if you decide differently, then I'm with you I'm supportive of whatever you want.
It's look. I mean, we're trying to talk.
Paolo, this is Nelson. I'm not even saying that out loud.
It's comedy is a complex subject overall, and even with us being the comedians in the football world and soccer world, it's also can be a little bit complicated as well, because there is people hold the sport so close to their heart, and if some people are not comfortable.
Oh, we've met some people that don't like any jokes about football clubs.
Did you see that tweet that went viral?
Chanchada Media United, we're getting to it. That's what I want to get to as well. Why the hell are we even talking about abortion?
Did you see that tweet that went viral? I saw Nigerian scams have retweeted it. Let me just find it. It about a guy, I think he's British, complaining that the Americans shouldn't be allowed to go to the World Cup because Americans don't appreciate the sport. Did you see this? It really went like people were nuts about this. Yeah. Let me just find it real quick. I saw it.
I did not see this.
Hear this. I don't know. This person doesn't seem like a public
Nick Red
figure.
Said I logged on to the Cooligans and a congressional hearing broke out.
So this guy, I'm not going to put it on the screen because I don't want to blow him up. But said, don't think America and Canada should be able to play at the World Cup. They laugh at and mock our beautiful game. They should have to play some proper football nations like Brazil before being allowed to play at the World Cup.
Bro. You think we take an L against North Macedonia, my G?
Right. So I can't even tell if this is like a joke. It seems pretty serious because
there's a follow-up. What does it say?
It's a thread, and then it says, they overwhelm these smaller nations they play to qualify with resources and population, when in reality, not a single American...
Resources is what he wanted to say.
Resource. Okay. When in reality, not a single American player has ever cared as much for or been as good at football as the likes of Brian Ruiz and Tecatito. So this is a Brian Ruiz of Costa Rica.
At the end of the day, when Mexico, Costa Rica, Algeria, Ghana, Holland, or Brazil, etc., go to the World Cup, the whole nation deeply cares. A majority of the population will be glued to their TVs or crowd in bars or at parks to watch. When the U.S. plays, 2% of the country cares.
Right.
So, I mean, you're not wrong about the whole country caring.
This is the part I hate.
But this is so stupid.
This is the part I hate.
Then Turkey shouldn't be allowed in the World Cup because basketball is their number one sport?
Right. Okay. See, but this is the thing that's frustrating.
So dumb.
Is that there's always like this... you know, there's a lot of people.
Oh, CNBC said, you need to slap that guy.
There's so many people. Look, everyone here in the chat deeply cares about the game. We've dedicated the last, you know, several years of our lives.
How about AO and those people who are like going out of their way? It's so stupid.
It's so easy to just be dismissive because it's not the most popular sport in the country.
Right.
But by saying things like this, you dismiss the work that so many people do to try to make the game more
also
popular.
Wow, the game's really going to grow in popularity if we're not allowed to take part in the World Cup. Also, get that thought out now, because when we host the joint, guess what? We don't care. So is Canada.
Yeah. Look, it is. There's not one way to support the game, but it's also, you know, if we're talking about the Premier League wouldn't be what it is without the United States.
100%. You need us, fam.
You need the viewers.
We got the guap. Y'all don't even know how to make money if it wasn't for us, my G.
So don't, you can't praise the you know.
Hey, what did Canada do? What? Canada ain't never hurt nobody.
Canada, why you throwing shots at Canada, dude?
Damn.
Now we have to defend Canada like Jada Pinkett Smith.
Bro, now we got to slap you for Canada?
It is absurd. CONCACAF, it is what it is.
Ezra, look it up. Basketball is considered the most popular sport in Turkey.
Wow. Manju Sandhu, from England said 100% the audience matters. Maybe referring to the American
Joey
audience.
Gusto said this is the same type of person who calls it the MLS. The Major League Soccer. Makes no sense. I think that's stupid. Let's talk about Italy.
Yes, let's do it. Finally.
A country that doesn't deserve to be in the World Cup.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Italy knocked out of the World Cup contention. They lost their playoff against North Macedonia.
Bro, they didn't lose for like a year and a half straight.
Bro.
They lost only one game, and I think like the last 38 or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like one you had to win.
Against
a country that... Look, I know they've beaten Germany in the past, and I know they're a little bit of like a giant killer, but bro, they had no right. I think even like the XG was crazy on this.
Yeah, if you look at the chart, it's like 49 arrows.
Bro, it was an embarrassment. It's legitimately an embarrassment that you lost.
Yeah.
I'm getting texts from people watching, but did we say something weird?
I want to see if I can pull up some of the previous results.
Bro, the XG was Italy 2.78. If you don't know what XG is, that's based on the way you've played. That's how many goals you should have scored. You should have scored at least three goals or at least two goals, possibly three.
Yeah.
North Macedonia, do you want to guess?
I mean, it has to be like... If it's more than 0.5, it'd be a miracle.
0.17.
Yeah.
Which means you shouldn't even have came, bro. You shouldn't have been here.
Look, you don't want to be in these playoffs, right? Because anything can happen. I mean, look, it sucks for Italy. How beautiful was it for North Macedonia? Look how, I mean, they were losing their mind. They were so happy. You got to be happy. North Macedonia is how old of a, I don't even know how old of a country it is. It's a couple weeks old, I think.
Well, they just changed their name.
Right.
They went through a rebrand. You lost to a rebrand, bro.
So, some of the previous results. Italy, the qualifier, they drew to Northern Ireland. They drew to Switzerland. They 5-0 to Lithuania. They drew again to Switzerland before that. They drew every game.
They four draws. That's why I put, I don't know if you saw this, I put it in the Slack. Italian Football TV, IFTV, friends of ours.
Yes.
Right? Nice guys. Love them. They defend Italian football. They are calcio to the day they die. They put up an Instagram picture that says Italia. Of course, they had to put Italia. They're so Italian. One loss. Uruguay, 6 losses. Ecuador, 6 losses. And they said only one of these teams didn't qualify for the World Cup 2022. This is not to shy away from the terrible performances and internal issues from the Azzurri. They should never have been in this position, and this can't be an excuse for why we didn't qualify. That's 100% on the shoulders of them. That being said, this is strange, and something needs to change. You know what's strange? Is that this is your reaction, bro, because Italy would never qualify if they were incomparable.
Right.
They would never.
With the results that they got. They kept drawing every game.
Bro, and I put my reaction was more draws than you pack for a weekend trip. Because they had, Mans have 4 draws, bro. 4 wins, 4 draws. That's not enough.
You can't score against Northern Ireland?
Who was in their group?
It was Northern Ireland. Let's see. Nations League.
Northern Ireland.
Let's see some of these matches. How far are we going? I can't tell if I'm going backwards or forwards. Okay, no, the bottom ones are the newer ones. Okay, so the...
They drew to Switzerland, which was top of their group. They're going through. They drew to Northern Ireland, 0-0. They beat Belgium, huge win.
Yeah.
Spain beat them.
No, that was Nations League.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so was that Belgium?
Lithuania.
Sorry, Lithuania, you'd be 5-0. You had to do that.
So it was Northern Ireland, Switzerland, Lithuania.
Bulgaria. You drew to Bulgaria, G. Like, here's the thing. Yeah, you went on a streak of, like, you know, not losing in 30-something matches straight. But all you had to do was win at North Macedonia. How do you not score against North Macedonia?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it should be easy, but if you really believe you deserve, that's the word I was looking for. If you really believe you deserve to be in the World Cup, bro, then you got to be North Macedonia, especially when the thing's on the line, bro. You just won a final in the Euros.
Yeah.
I think you took your foot off the gas.
I would say throughout all of qualifying, like the comparisons that IFTV are making are kind of silly, because let's look at the qualifying in CONMEBOL, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uruguay 6 losses, but who did they have to play?
Bro,
they have to play
twice.
Argentina twice, Brazil twice, Colombia twice,
fam,
Peru, Chile, Paraguay.
You wouldn't even have made the game against North Macedonia in that.
You can't make that argument, dude.
First of all qualifying should be the same. And you see these groups. Bro, I'm going to look up UEFA World Cup qualifying.
Nitra said Italy is boycotting another corrupt World Cup. Yeah, now you got to justify it.
Yo, it's not fair, bro. Group A, Serbia, Portugal. Portugal's going into a playoff, and Cristiano Ronaldo's like, woo, right. Thank you, Italy. Ireland, Luxembourg, Azerbaijan. Spain, head of the group. Then you got Sweden, Greece, Georgia, Kosovo. How'd you get a state in there, bro? Switzerland, Italy, North Ireland, Bulgaria, Lithuania. France, Ukraine. Shouts to Ukraine right now. Finland, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Kazakhstan. This collection of countries, these groups are not fair. These groups are nowhere near as fair, and I know there's only 10 countries in CONMEBOL, but that is a war. Well, I probably shouldn't say that because of Ukraine. That is a struggle to get to the top four of that group, especially when you've got Argentina and Brazil just, boom, stamping their passport.
Right, it's a lot.
Day one, so they stamp their
passport. Two guaranteed spots.
Bro, imagine if your group had real countries in it. Imagine you had France, Belgium, Switzerland, and Spain in your group, and you had to get into the top half of that group. Right. You'd be done. You'd never make the World Cup.
It's this complaint of like, oh, it should change. I mean, realistically, the question I'd have for that is, how much easier for a country like Italy do you want it to be?
Why do you need the Super League in the World Cup? Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, it's going to go up to 48 teams. It might be the only way you get in.
Dude, yeah.
Then you lose to Kazakhstan. You know?
not getting those 3 points in a arguably weak group. I mean, you made your own bed.
And by the way, thank you, Manager Sander, for pointing it out. Portugal now plays North Macedonia. If North Macedonia bodies Portugal,
nothing would make me happier.
Then the Italians would be like, see, we didn't lose. But if Portugal beats North Macedonia, it's back on you.
Yeah, which they will. And they will beat North Macedonia because Portugal have a strong squad. And it's not, Ronaldo is not the guy that's going to save that country. It's going to be Diogo Jota. He's unbelievable.
He's incredible.
He's having one of the best. I did not expect him to have such a season. He's been incredible. He came from Wolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just fit into Liverpool.
Did he come from Wolves? Yeah, I thought he came from the Portuguese league.
No, I could be wrong, but I'm almost sure he came from.
Whatever. He's looked incredible at Liverpool, and he has continued that form for his nation.
I don't know what the uproar definitely should be intense for Italy missing out on the World Cup, but they're
talking about keeping Mancini. The Italian Federation doesn't want to get rid of Mancini. I don't think Mancini can even go home.
I think the interesting thing is a lot of people pointing out like that Chiellini and who's the other center back?
Which one?
Bonucci? Bonucci.
Okay.
That they will have gone their entire career without playing in a World Cup knockout game, I think. If I'm not mistaken. Something like that. I've seen that sort of stat. And it's a bummer, but bro.
Oh, you know what? If you didn't get a headbutt by what's his face? Zinedine Zidane. You wouldn't even have a World Cup to begin with in 06. Right. So, the owner of this club is very Italian. He's very mad at this conversation we're having. But it's on you. It's on you.
His last name is Italia.
It really is. He's from the Bronx. Let's just say he's seen a couple slaps in his day. Bonucci, yes, we got it. It's so frustrating because the Italian fans are looking at this from the problem is with the qualifying. The problem is with this.
Yeah.
How dare we not get in? You haven't been good enough the last two cycles. This is on you.
Yeah.
This is not on. I think the qualifying should be the same across the board. I personally think CONMEBOL and CONCACAF should merge together and qualify. And I know that would make it more difficult for the US of A, but there's also 48 countries going to be allowed in. I think we'll be fine. I think it gives it more of a level up for some of these countries to play against, whether it's like Central American countries that have struggled to qualify in the past or some of the Caribbean nations that have struggled to qualify in the past. I think everyone has to raise their level to that Brazil-Argentina level in order to qualify. And I think UEFA needs to figure these groups out because maybe they should do some qualifying to get into the group stages. Because this is specifically built so that countries like Italy go through.
Right.
And what happened? Switzerland played better than you. Canada qualified at the top of the group for U.S. versus Mexico.
When the U.S. missed out on the World Cup last cycle, Russia... We weren't like, yo, we need to change these rules.
Yeah, so how dare qualifying be this way?
It's difficult. It's difficult to qualify. It is not. You don't earn. You have to earn it. It is not given to you. So that's the kind of narrative I would like to continue hearing for those other countries that are supposed to be at the World Cup. It is a deep financial loss for these powerful footballing nations to miss out on the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And Italy experienced that in 2018.
Double up.
And they got to experience it again.
You maxed out a second credit card is basically what happened. Either speaking of financial loss.
They didn't learn their lesson. Whether, you know, even the U.S., while they were struggling through qualifying in the last World Cup, what did they do? They got rid of Jurgen Klinsmann because after like four or five matches, they were like, yo, I think we might miss out on the World Cup.
Yeah.
They brought in Bruce Arena. The results were getting a little bit better.
But
it obviously didn't work out. But they at least acknowledged that there was a problem and made a change. Italy did not do that. They were like, all right, no, they expected to be there because they saw the group, all of the playoff. It will be fine.
Yeah.
And you weren't fine.
And they were thinking about Portugal. They weren't thinking about North Macedonia.
100%.
Got Portugal on the mind. Nick Red said, oh, God, we'd never make the World Cup in Alexis' system. It's 48 teams, bro.
Right, and this is I think this is the resolution. If Italy doesn't qualify for the next World Cup with 48 teams.
Then you don't. Then shut it down.
You got to shut
Play baseball. Play baseball. You know, done.
Find a new hobby.
Yeah, get Mike Piazza in there to teach you how to play baseball. Because you're done.
You're not doing it right. You don't deserve this guy that was tweeting about America and Canada.
Bruh.
You should be tweeting about Italy.
Yeah, 100%.
Nobody should be allowed to buy rights for the game to watch in that country.
Okay? Bro, what a dumb take that dude had, bro.
Okay, so the only other things I wanted to make sure that we covered this time around, and thank you, and also maybe sorry if you didn't want to hear about the comedy world for too long of a time, but we don't spend too much time talking about...
No, and hit that like button, by the way. There's 45 people watching and only 14 likes. Come on now.
Come on. Do
thank you
thing.
For we just hopped up to 15. Hit the like button. And look, we just as comedians, we felt we had to say something about what happened last night.
Yeah. The other thing I
also I do want to say, and this is me being very open and personal. When I saw it, I went, whoa, no way. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it. I wasn't like, how dare? Because I've seen people get slapped. Remember when? Oh, dude, I remember my mother slapped my sister. I was like, you know why? Because it wasn't me. It's usually me.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing. Also, there's a little bit of you enjoyed it, right? Like everybody kind of you watched that happen.
You giggled at first.
It's right. Is it, he assaulted that man? Yeah, but you kind of.
If he punched them, I believe you. But slap. I mean, it is assault. 100%. You don't do it, but I mean, it's a slap. Also, wild disrespectful. Imagine he mushed him. I would have been 100%. I'm very pro mush.
Okay, I wanted to bring this up because...
By the way, Duisburg, yes, Mike Piazza did ruin an Italian soccer team and drove it into the ground, which is why I said bring him back.
I wanted to bring this up because last week...
Can't wait for the away match in Bolivia at 30,000 feet above sea level or whatever it is to Joe Whitlock. All right. Listen...
The footy scran, maybe we should just dedicate a segment to this because
scran of the week?
Scran of the week, maybe. Oh. Shout out to footy, at footy scran. Follow them on Twitter. They highlight different food, like concession food at different stadiums all around the world.
It's become wildly popular.
Yes.
They are hitting.
And we did one about the, what was it?
The bean, the pie with the peas and a lot of gravy on our
TikTok, follow us on TikTok at Soccer Cooligans. A lot of the British, they saw it and they're like, why are you making fun of our food?
Right.
And people were like,
they're like, this joke is about as tasteless as our food. You know, they said a lot of things.
Pretty much. So because
our editor's English, by the way, he's not going to enjoy that.
So because it makes people so upset, we just got to have to keep doing these.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
This is not. Now let's go to Japan. This is not English food.
And bro, let me tell you something.
But this is in Cerezo, Osaka. The
Osaka being
team.
In the south.
Yeah, yes.
Osaka being known for their access to seafood.
Yeah, so this is a kiwi.
There's actually a blowfish you can get that there's a chance you die from it.
Oh, what's her name? Okay.
Why'd you call her a fish? Oh, it is a fish. No, there's a chance that it's poisonous, so you have to sign a waiver. It's very popular in Osaka. It's also tasteless. So there's really no point to eat it other than the danger.
It's like the Simpsons episode with the killer, the poisonous fish. Yeah,
it's exactly what it is. It's a blowfish. Yeah. So why would you do this? Would you put two things?
A kiwi and sausage pizza at Cerezo Osaka. So this is,
the pizza's well baked.
So I love, kiwi's probably my favorite fruit. I love kiwi.
That's a hot take, huh?
Love kiwi.
Really?
It's delicious. I love kiwi so much. Yeah, as a kid, my mom used to buy them and we just cut them up.
Mango being my favorite fruit.
Also love mango.
I didn't know it was a regulated you like prunes. I had no idea. Because I'm so regular. Other than when I'm in Mexico. Really stuffed up.
But look at this pizza.
It's a well-baked pie.
Uh-huh.
The horrific thing is that someone allowed them. You know what? I don't think comedy should have a line. Pizza should have a line. And this is over it.
You need to cancel this club for serving this.
First thing I want to do is slap. I don't know why. I'm going to slap the baker. Slap the pie. I'm going to slap the oven. The oven shouldn't have baked this.
It gives you third-degree burns, but I'm still slapping.
Bro, whatever. Backhand.
But no, this is a kiwi and sausage pizza. Yeah, look, I love kiwi, love sausages, love pizza. Kiwi doesn't belong anywhere near this. It's too a fruity of a flavor to have with all the salt and the bread. This is gross.
Yeah, someone said it sounds, Jay Hicks said, it sounds like a different take on a Hawaiian pizza. Look, salt and sweet do go together. But if a pizza's done correctly, the sweet and the acid are both the tomato sauce. Mm. And if you want something sweet on top of it, I don't know what to tell you, but you could put a little hot honey, Mike's hot honey. I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Put that on a pizza. That someone did say fugu, which is tetrodotoxin. Traditionally, a chef whose diner died would commit seppuku. Do you know what seppuku is?
No, I don't.
It's where you stab yourself in your stomach.
And right.
Because you've shamed yourself.
Oh, your family. Or
Yes. Or if your leader died. Did you know that? It's what Ronin comes from.
Okay.
If the head of your gang, whatever your group, dies in battle because you didn't defend them, you now must go be like alone in the world. You're like a mercenary.
Yes, that I've heard.
Or because of the shame of it, you commit seppuku.
This is actually why I've heard this is why World War II... This is why the United States felt that they had to use the atom bomb, because the Japanese were so, like, incensed in their culture.
No, they were ready to you're wrong.
No, I know you've heard that, but that is wrong. A lot of historians have said that there were so many people, they felt that the war would never end, and they felt more people would die if they didn't use the atom bomb.
Yeah, this is wrong, because you couldn't have exploded it somewhere where there weren't people. Now, look, to just show, like, see what we got? Look, at the end of the day...
I'm not saying it's right.
No,
I'm
just saying, I know you're not. not. But that take on history is very spun from the U.S. government, because they were literally ready to sign to concede, and then they still dropped the bomb because they felt it would have scared the other superpowers in Europe. That's why they did it.
All right, we'll see. Who knows? A lot of different takes.
If it's one thing I paid attention to in class, was lunch, and the second thing was history class.
Okay, so anything-
you can get a mayonnaise Kit Kat in Japan. Damn, Dale boy, why would you put that in our brain? I'm gonna slap that comment.
Is there
Alexis, what is your perfect pizza? Go to Lindustry.
Lindustry in Brooklyn. Yes.
Or come to the stand. They have a wood-fired oven here.
Okay.
In fact, my Pizza Throwdown, great video, you should check it out. My Pizza Throwdown winning pizza is available here at the stand.
All right. I haven't had it. I haven't had pizza here.
You've never had pizza here?
I've had the burger, a couple other things that are really good.
He's never had a pizza here. Chris.
Let's fix that. Okay.
Tell him to start the oven up, baby. We got to get it solved.
Okay. Is there anything
Don't forget, Italy did not deserve to be in the World Cup. See? No, there you go. Yeah, we're never getting that pizza now.
So, is there anything else left?
No.
Before we wrap up?
I think
up?
We covered it. Also, Alexis, I'll slap you if you fuck up pizza. Thank you, Luke Sturgio. Love you, homie. I'm against slapping, except you put kiwi or pineapple on pizza. Yeah, I think, you know, hey, if somebody slapped you because you put kiwi on their pizza, I got to be honest, I'd sit back and go, whoa, I'd enjoy it.
Corey B. said, does Christian eat his pizza slice starting in the middle?
No.
Okay, what a great question, but no.
He starts at the crust, and then when it falls apart, he gets a knife and fork.
Somebody also said, Christian, Silhouettes Rock said, Christian would love kiwi, which I don't even know what that means.
But also, yeah, right? He would, though, wouldn't he?
What? Is there some sort of characteristic or trait that I carry?
You want to hear something crazy, and then we can end the show on this? I knew someone who used to eat the skin as well on a kiwi.
Bro, get out of here.
Bro, crazy. You ever see the people that just pop the peanuts in their mouth? They don't open them out of the shell?
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
Same dude, I think.
Okay.
Hit the like button if you haven't already. Also, we haven't had a subscription during one of these shows in a little bit, and it's starting to scare me. So if you are not a subscriber to this channel, please hit that subscribe button. If you are a member, let us know what member benefits you want besides you get the cool emotes.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Yeah, we're trying to grow this thing, and also join our Patreon. So we were in Mexico, and we'll spend...
If you're a Patreon member, you got some really cool exclusives from right. Mexico, baby.
You know, we tomorrow we'll spend a lot more time, same 1 p.m. Eastern time, where we focus on... you know, things going on stateside.
We'll talk about our Mexico trip. We'll talk about U.S. kind of qualifying as per the banner. Mission accomplished.
George Bush was out there holding it.
He's like, we did it, baby. No? Not yet? Oh, again?
So we'll talk about all that tomorrow, but join our Patreon. We went to Grant Wall's hotel room in Mexico City. Okay,
it's and
we filmed
two some in the morning.
We filmed some content real late at night.
And let me just tell you, both beds were used. Okay, in the chair, fam. We went in, bro.
So yeah, we got to hang out with him, and we got it was our instant reaction right after leaving the Azteca, and we talked about the game, we talked about life, we talked about a lot of really really cool things, and that is our no cap recap that we usually do while we're away and we're abroad. We always film and we do a podcast. So. Patreon.com/soccercooligans. If you're already a Patreon member, go check out that interview. It is available.
And thank you
right
to every
now.
Patreon member. We have a couple new ones as well.
Yeah,
that I want to highlight real quick before we leave.
Yeah, let's give some shout outs.
I'll start at the top. Thank you, Joe Strasser.
Yes, Joe, thank you so much for the support. Trevor Bryce Walter.
Hey. Ryan Goodwin, baby. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. And Orlando Arisa. Thank you so much.
I was going to say a zero, so I'm glad you did. And I'm not sure if we mentioned Christopher Davis. Did we? I think we did last time.
I think we might have. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you to everybody who's joined so far. You guys are absolutely amazing. We're on our way. We've already crossed. We're at 114 patrons.
Yeah, we're at 200.
We filmed from my mom's house in Newark.
Correct. So if you don't want...
She does not know this, by the way. Hey, we got a new supporter. Thank you so much to Robert Downs for becoming a member.
Hey,
you the homie.
Much appreciated, Robert.
Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Support the squad. I'll probably cut this out of the audio show because it's a lot. But thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you, Robert Downs, for hitting that member button. Every little bit helps. It all goes to our editors. So
there's cost to this whole process.
Yes, quite a bit.
So
we ain't making it on the MadSense. You know what I mean? mean? Not yet.
Yes, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button if you have not yet. And yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, and we'll talk about all U.S. Stuff, Mexico trip, Canada qualifying for the World Cup. And we'll talk a little bit more about the beef between Ashton Harris and the Washington Spirit a little bit. There's a lot there to unpack.
We have friends on both sides. Here's the thing. We didn't pick a side.
We've interviewed everybody involved in the whole thing.
And I got to be honest, if we have a side that we picked, it's just beef. We're fans of arguing back and forth.
Big fan of chaos.
Yo, okay? First of all, it just adds a little bit more sauce. You're talking about the Oscars. Most of us would never talk about the Oscars. It's because of a slap.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, shout out to The Stand for welcoming us again. Are we going to be back here tomorrow?
We might. Yeah.
So we might be.
Oh,
back.
And there was a little bit of a COVID outbreak at OS from some staff members, which is why we came here today. Yeah. So hope everyone at OS recovers quickly.
We tested negative.
Tested negative as well.
Everybody's fine.
Plus, so. We had a test coming back from Mexico as well, so we know it wasn't delayed. But thank you to everyone there, and you know, quick recovery for everyone there. And you know, hey guys, come on. I know you all think it's over, but please protect yourself.
Get vaxxed, bro.
Come on.
Wild out here.
I want my fourth shot already, bro.
Bro, there's some people, you know, I won't go into too much detail, but there's people I know, unvaccinated, got COVID. It is not pleasant. I'm not even exaggerating one bit. It's serious out here.
Bro, you want the mumps? No, that's why you get a shot, man.
COVID out here slapping fools, bro, if you ain't vaccinated.
You don't want to be Chris Rock.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Everybody in the chat, you all are the absolute best.
Sergio says you guys need to do a national comedy tour again. Maybe we've been talking about it.
We've been talking
about it. Join the Patreon and it makes it easier.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
Have a good one.